definitely a juggalo going up right now, perpetrating.
All right, we're going to get up on the air in a minute. Do you want to go on now or what?
Well, if I don't go on now, when would I?
All right, we'll go on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Necro tonight. As you know, I've already introduced him. The Sectorsense himself is on the line. I've given you guys a couple weeks to get your questions in, and you guys are still, up until right now, giving me questions to ask him. So I don't know how many you're getting asked, but without further ado, what's up, Necro?
How you doing? That's a whole lot of fucking questions.
are you training
these kids to be police?
Hey,
you trying to make little cops out of them?
I was just letting them go crazy on it.
Little
you know?
Questionnaires? Question quiz? So what's the first question?
All right. Let's see. Coming up on Hatchet Radio, you know, everybody from Hatchet Radio appreciates you doing it, and
I'm glad
we could work out a time that we could do it, you know? But anyway, besides questions tonight, there are some things that I want to get to first, like jumping right in, for instance, your new album, Circle of Tyrants. Do you want to get a little insight into that album? How long were you in the studio, all that?
What, the Circle of Tyrants?
Yeah.
I don't know. You gotta leave the window open. I'll lose reception. We're just driving around Brooklyn right now.
That's all good.
Being clocked by Guidos.
Oh, good, man.
Yeah.
So,
we hit them with our fucking cars.
Do you have any info about
Circle? So basically, I'm only going to work on that record. I don't know, 3 months, 4 months.
Popping them out. The
Sectorsense, I've done dropped about 9 albums in 11 months. But, you know, all the albums get worked on. So, it's not like I just knock an album out in a week.
Right.
Oh, look at all these little faggots out here. We're driving around Brooklyn. If I have to jump out of the car and punch someone in the face, you'll know that, it's because people are little faggots like to look.
Oh, yeah?
Until grown men jump out the car and beat the shit out of them.
All right, now I'll just get to the questions if you want. Like, here's some of my own questions from Hatchet Radio. We'll get to
faggots. So, we can curse, correct?
Yeah. But, we'll get to the questions from the listeners in a minute. Like, I already have questions from,
Shout out to Hatchet Radio.
What's up?
Shout out to Hatchet Radio.
Yeah, we all appreciate you calling, for real. Like,
well, good.
All right, now, let's see. How did you get your start, and what or who inspired you to do your music?
Probably inspiration, let me see. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the project, so back then I was listening to, you know, I mean, as far as music, probably Uncle Howie. He had my brother off with a bass guitar, because my brother wanted to be like Gene Simmons from Kiss. And, you know, my uncle used to play a lot of 60s shit, and, you know, I used to like Daryl Hall and John Oates. And then fucking it moved, you know, but we're talking like 6 years old and shit. And then she just moved on to the project, getting up on hip-hop, metal, you know. I mean, the people that influenced me the most probably is the metal shit and the 80s hip-hop cats. So, like, you know, I would say Rakim, Kane, Big Daddy Kane. You know, most of the kids listening right now don't know who the fuck they are. You should go out and buy the album. Go buy a Rakim album. Go get a Big Daddy Kane album. Go get a Slick Rick album. Go get a KRS-One album. Go buy a Coogee Rap album.
Most of these kids have no idea who the fuck
watch out for the dick bag. Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know who those people are, but you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't hear no Nas, no Mobb Deep, no Necro, no, you know, without that. So that's where the shit came from. Now, of course, there's people before them.
From all genres like that, you know?
Yeah. Now, of course, there's people before them, you know, like Run DMC, and then you take it back to Melly Mel. So I'm a certain age, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the shit that affected me the most is the 86, 87, 88 era, you know, where, you know, I was coming up, because I'm 29. So, you know, obviously kids who are 40, there's a lot of dudes still in the hip-hop game, 35 and 40, they'll be way more influenced by Run DMC and older shit. The shit that got me is more along, you know what I'm saying, like the the guys I mentioned. At the same time, you know, I'm listening to fucking Master of Puppets from Metallica, Ride the Lightning, P-Cells from Megadeth, Slayer, Rain and Blood. But I'm talking about, I'm listening to it the fucking year it dropped, in 86. I didn't get up on the shit in 97, like some of these fucking girls that I'd be kicking into the dick, their metalheads, they only got up on shit. And I love them, I love metal chicks, but, you know, a lot of them, they're 21, they don't really understand, you know, they think Pantera is banging.
Right.
You know, Pantera or New Jacks, you know what I'm saying? They didn't exist when I was coming up listening to fucking shit, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we're talking fucking, I'll take it back to Possessed. Possessed, you know, started fucking death metal, you know? And so a lot of people don't know, when I was 12, I was playing death metal. That's where a lot of the
blues
shit
comes from. Is that what you
consider music, death metal? Well, no, I'm more like death rap, but I mean, I do porno rap. I consider myself hardcore hip-hop. You know what I mean? You should go straight. Go straight there and then make a left. I'm just hardcore hip-hop because I'll do a porno rap. I'll do some, you know, some shit that's just street shit, talk about thugging in the street or whatever. And then I'll do something that could be evil. You could call it satanic. I mean, you know, my whole thing is I wasn't influenced by other rappers, you know, to be brutal or anything like that. Unless we're going to talk about G-Rap, probably like old Ghetto Boys type shit. Like, I remember, you know, I was very influenced by the Ghetto Boys album where they sampled all that Scarface shit and they had the song Gangsta Love and Mind of a Lunatic. That album specifically was probably the only shit I had from the South that was like some Southern shit, and Rick Rubin produced it, and you know, it was a fucked up record, you know, and so, you know, that album had a big influence because it was so brutal. So, I mean, it made me just want to get ill, and then, you know, yeah, stay on the right. And then Coochie Rap, I mean, he was the most rugged, so, you know, now you got to figure, I'm listening to that shit, and I'm listening to death metal also at 12 years old. I'm doing shows at Sepultura in Lamar's in Brooklyn, so you combine the whole fucking thing, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn, New York, death metal, hip-hop, you take a mix of the whole fucking thing, you know, and then you get somebody who's very artistic, you know, like, I give a shit about my shit, meaning I care about every word, you know what I'm saying, I flip words, I don't try to say shit other people said,
right.
You know, unless I'm, you know, listen to a lot of rappers now, everybody says the same fucking thing everybody else said, like, come on, man.
That's what sets you apart. I mean, that's definitely why you have a unique style of music and why you have such a huge fan base that they understand that you're like nothing else, you know?
Yeah, and I've been putting time into it, you know what I mean? I invested a lot of money into my shit, you know, I mean, psychological records, you know what I'm saying? It might not be known to the world and, you know, be as huge as it should be. I mean, I'm known to, you know, to the world as far as cult status, underground shit, but I mean, I might not be known like Genuine Records and blah, blah, blah. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm doing as good as Walmart was doing in 1960. So, I mean, you know, that pretty much, you know, can tell you that, you know, that's the biggest company on earth. And, you know, and right now, 29, I'm doing as good right now, money-wise, with my business, as Sam Walton was fucking doing when he was 42.
That's fair.
Meaning, he hadn't even opened up his first Walmart for 44, his official Walmart. So most people in Hickland, they know, you know what I'm saying? They know about Walmart. You take a look at my business, you'll see I got some shit that's building, you know what I'm saying? I'm only 5 years in business. It took a lot of people years before their shit bubbled. 15, 20 years of doing it every day before, boom, they blew up and the whole world knows them. So I'm only 5 years. I'm 5 years deep as a label. That ain't much, you know what I'm saying? Because from what I understand, you know, ICP were dropping albums on CD like in the 90s. I only dropped my first CD in 2000. Right. I was earning respect in the 90s, going on radio shows, getting fan base, dropping tons of freestyles on respected radio shows, but I hadn't actually had a store, a CD in chain stores. So, you know, I'm only 5 years officially in chain stores with a company, you know, that's independent. You know what I'm saying? With no major label backing. And if you look at, you know, the reputation and the people that got respect and all that, I'm doing pretty decent for 5 years. You got to imagine where the fuck I'm going to be in 10 years from now.
That leads me into my next question. My next question was even, where do you want to be in 5 years? So
I mean, I'm trying to be fucking really big, you know, on all around. You know, I mean, I feel like anything I really, you know, it's to the point where people want Necro hats, people want Necro shirts, people want Necro this, Necro that, because they know that it's my mentality behind it. Like the same way people fucked with Sony, you fucked with Sony not because you really kind of related to the old Asian dude, because those dudes are kind of like 40 already by the time you heard of them, is that you knew you were getting quality from them. Which even earlier with my shit is, not only you know you're getting quality, but people relate to the dude that's making it. Like, ah, Necro's ill. You know what I'm saying? I like him. You know what I mean? He don't give a fuck. He's rebellious. So my shit's always going to sell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're only going to sell as long... You could park over there, huh? Oh. My shit's... Are you getting out? No. Well, you could park right back there. What are you doing? You can't fit right in? What do you mean? Yeah, you could, bro. You're bugging. You could fit right in there, man. You got that. You got that. I'm chilling with Mr. Hyde right now.
That's cool.
We're going to watch this fucking movie with Nicolas Cage. That's right. We're normal motherfuckers. Catch us doing regular things. All right, then keep looking for him, man. Watch this big-ass dude right here going in. You got it. Anyway, fucking nah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm building a conglomerate, but, you know, it takes time. I mean, like I said, like Sam Walton, after 15 years of doing shit, he only made his first million. You know what I'm saying? I've already grossed a million with Psychological, you know what I'm saying, in 5 years. Now, it doesn't mean I'm sitting on a million. It doesn't mean I'm cash money millionaire. You know what I'm saying? You make a million, you know, a certain amount of money is profit. You only make a certain amount of money. And I keep funding shit into the label. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, by the time certain dudes made $26 million, they was only profiting a million. So anytime you see anybody who's making, oh, this guy made this much money, he made that much money, he's only going to profit a certain amount. There's only a certain amount of the actual profit. The rest is part of the company. So, you know, I'm at a good stage where I'm building shit. And, you know, I'm an executive, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you should have went in the other area over there. Go back out and go by the diner area and park over there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, really, you know, we're just building shit right now. And you know, and 2006 is going to be the best fucking year ever. Because I'm getting smarter. Go that way, go. I'm getting smarter. Every year I get iller with business. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as much as I rap, I feel I'm getting better with lyrics and hip-hop and production. With the business, I'm getting iller. And, you know, and like I said, you got to figure, I'm 10 years in the business, 15 years in the business. I'm going to be sitting on fucking millions, man. I'm trying to have it. I want to be a billionaire.
That's the shit. I mean, I don't want to be a billionaire now.
You know, if I'm striving for a billion, you know, that means I'm definitely going to hit a million. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to catch some millions. So, you know, if I catch some millions, I can make a lot of moves. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of guy I don't really like kissing people's asses. I don't like having to go to people and beg people for money and all that shit, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like to fucking self-sufficient. I like to earn the shit myself, and, you know, watch out for this motherfucker. I don't know how the fuck you're getting out of here. I don't know how you got yourself in here. But anyway, you know, so it's just about grinding, and you got to have a plan, and, you know, whatever. Hit me with some more questions. I'll talk about
I
can talk for 3 fucking hours.
Question. Yeah. It's all good. I can answer one question for 3 hours. I know, right? It's all good, though. You know, as long as you're answering it, I can just ask as many as you want. But my next question was, what person on this earth do you admire most?
What do I admire most? Well, lately, I've been kind of feeling Donald Trump, kind of like admiring Donald Trump's these. He's king of real estate in New York. He's been kind of getting me a little bit, you know, with the way he views shit and all that. I would say, who else have I been feeling? I've been, you know, that I admire. I would definitely fucking say Sam Walton. I mean, not only, see, people will hear that and be like, huh? How could you admire him? They hate him. People hate Walmart. I'm talking about on some business shit, some building shit. People didn't respect that dude. People were like, you're just a hick from Arkansas. You're corny. But this dude built some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Really, fuck all this fucking up this fucking eye, man. This is a fucking mission, bro. Yeah, but it's like, what is this, man? What are we on a fucking, we're like satellites right now, human satellites. Well, you know, Sam Walton was mad ill, you know what I'm saying, with the way he built shit up, and people were fronting on the way he did it, and he kind of was very risky, and, you know, so, I mean, he's one cat, but I mean, I could have been a fucking list. You know, Master P, he's probably the cat that I started my label because of Master P. You know, he's the one that got me that, he gave me that push. He was the cat in the interviews that was, like, giving jewels up. You know, you couldn't find other business dudes telling any jewels and giving advice, you know what I mean? Everybody was very quiet. Because in all these businesses, porno and music, nobody wants to share nothing. Everybody wants to pimp everybody. That's the pillar, a lot of fucking respect. Master P was not about pimping everybody as much as doing his thing, but telling you, you could do it too. He's like, yeah, I'm doing it, you could do it too. He wanted to uplift people. You know, so Master P technically was kind of like a business Malcolm X in a way, because he wasn't only just trying to pimp everybody and fuck you. He was like, you could do it also. You know, look at me, I got my shit on. And, you know, really, he did help a lot of people. He did help a lot of people. Because right now the South is, like, running shit, and I don't really like it because I don't like a lot of the Little John shit and all that. I respect it. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you gotta look back and say, who was the motherfucker from the South that was shouting? You know what I'm saying? When the South wasn't really getting no dap. And that was P. He was the one on covers with fucking crazy-ass suits, blinging the fuck out. Way before even Cash Money said bling. So, you know, I gotta give Master P a lot of respect. And then, of course, you know, Rick Rubens and Russell Simmons and... I mean, I go down a fucking list, man. I respect a lot of ill people. I got a lot of mentors that I never met before.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, you got to respect people.
Definitely. And it's cool that you draw from each of them and, you know, and admire each individual trait and take it into your own work like that, you know?
Well, exactly. See, me, I'm more or less of the type of guy that bites people. I mean, I don't really copy people, but, like, a lot of these dudes in the game that blew up, their whole shit was built on copying people and... You know, that's like a big thing in business and shit, you know? And so my shit has usually always been innovating and not doing that and, you know, trying to make it big off of that, you know? And,
right.
You know, and I still plan to, you know what I mean? Because I'm not really big on copying, you know, like, ooh, that guy did that. But, you know, I think when it comes to actual business, it's easier to copy. I don't think artistically you want to copy anybody, you know what I'm saying? Musically or, you know, art-wise on your album or that, you don't want to. But as far as running a business... I think there's certain blueprints, you know what I mean, and they're there to be followed, you know what I mean? You don't want to fucking have to learn everything yourself. Scratch, you know?
Right.
Did this asshole get here before us? Oh, man. It's a nightmare out here.
All right, you want me to go to the next question? Or?
Yeah.
All right. If you were to stop...
You gotta back up, bro. You gotta back up.
Because there's, like...
Navigate. Unbelievable fucking faggots out here.
He was at the theater right now.
Yeah, about to jump out and beat the shit out of somebody right now.
All right. If you were to sum up your music and give us insight on what you would want listeners to hear.
Go all the way around and we'll go pull up the other way.
Cool.
Yeah, remember that kid's face. You're gonna get punched in the face right now. Remember his face. Nah, we'll go around. I'm just saying, if you remember that kid's face, when we go in the theater, we're gonna walk up to that fucking bitch and they're gonna smack him with his fucking mouth. A lot of these little faggots out here, they drive by really quick, you know, and babble. They're really trying to park up in here. You know? They don't realize, you know, you can't talk shit to Necro and Mr. Hyde. Necro and Mr. Hyde will come up to you violently. We'll still have to fuck you up. Like you're gonna pay the fucking price. Go around, I say, no? Go around.
You ever see yourself relocating from Brooklyn?
Nah, I love Brooklyn. I would get a house in Miami. For some shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'd fucking get a house in Miami or whatever, or, you know, I mean, I'm saying, you know, right now it's all about Brooklyn because, you know, I'm actually going to open up an office in Manhattan. Opening up the new Psychological Records office in Manhattan. So, you know, that's going down. But, fucking, you know, as far as relocating and, like, living somewhere else, you know, I'm going to have to be sitting on a lot of money before that happens.
Right. You'll still have roots in Brooklyn, I'm
yeah?
sure.
All right, cool. So let's get that shit.
But, you were, like, talking about that guy. I don't think you heard the question. I was asking if you were to sum up your music and give insight onto what you'd want listeners to take from your music, what would it be?
What would I want listeners to take?
Yeah, what would you want them to take from it? Like, what would you want them to, you know?
I want listeners to get brutalized, you know what I'm saying? I want kids, first of all, you know, my shit is a release of aggression.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because... Honestly, I'm going to keep it real. If I wasn't doing hip-hop, I'd be in prison right now. I mean, that's guaranteed, because before I was doing hip-hop, I was selling drugs. Now, I wasn't a big fucking kingpin or anything like that. If I made enough money, I didn't have to work at Wallbounds. So, you know, if I'm making a fucking living off of drugs, it could always escalate it to me moving up the ladder and, you know, becoming some kind of kingpin of some sort, you know, if I would have kept it moving. Obviously, music intrigued me more, because obviously, you know, I see a lot of people getting locked up, doing life, blah, blah, blah. Rather not do that. I'd rather make albums for 20 years and be a legend.
Right.
And then, I mean, I would prefer that. I mean, over,
other people, they were asking what you had done beforehand, you know, so you're, like, answering the questions as you're elaborating, so I don't even, you know, I don't even mind.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't even know what we were just talking about. What were we just talking about?
Like, what your listeners
would
take from it.
What? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the listeners, you know, you get a lot of insight, you know, into the shit.
Yeah.
You get a lot of, like, you know, I talk about a lot of shit, you know. I could, a kid might, you know, get the bravery to snuff somebody from my music. He might learn about the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He might, you know, I mean, you know, just all, every different song really elaborates on some different shit. You know, on some porno shit, it's a lot of game. You know, a lot of game is kicked, a lot of ways of dealing with women. You know, some of it is just humor and entertainment. You know? I mean, you gotta peep it, you know? Every line's different. You know, it isn't like, I don't sit around and dedicate my career to teach people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is that I really didn't get into it for that. You know what I mean? My shit's a release. I'm a human being on earth. You know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? And it's a release. And it's like, you know, if you feel what I'm coming with, then, you know, cop it. Listen to it. If you want to get somebody who's going to teach you about the government, then, you know what I'm saying? Go fuck with that dude. You know what I mean? Go listen to his shit and do that. You want to hear something brutal? You know what I mean? What? Mm-hmm. What is this bullshit on here? Hold on 1 second.
All right. Well, you guys, if you just tuned in, I see that the listener count keeps going up. Just know that I'm interviewing Necro right now, and we're getting to the questions. So he's answering them if you just tuned in. That's
you got
what's going on. There he is.
Yeah, is there any other questions?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton. I mean, you don't have to answer all of them, obviously. You worked with a metal group called Obituary on Prefix for Death. How did that come about?
How did I work with Obituary?
Yeah, how did that come about?
No, I'm not on there. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been fans of Obituary for years, so it was like, you know, One second. Hold that, Chris. Is that it? All right. We're still in.
You there?
So, yeah, give me 1 second. Let me get inside here.
All right. All right, man. As you know, we just tune in again. We're
just give me 1 second.
All right. It's all good. And,
so, yeah, as far as obituary goes, I opened up for obituary when I was 12 years old. I opened up for them in Lamar's in Brooklyn. I did a bunch of shows, actually, with them. And the dude, you know, he used to wear my shirt and shit on stage, the group that I was in. And, I mean, they showed a lot of love to a little young kid. You know, so, I mean, that, you know, that's not why I love them, but, I mean, that's just one scenario I had dealing with them. And it was real cool, you know, and, you know, got a lot of love for them. And so, how did I hook up with them? He became a fan, Trevor Ferris from Obituary. He heard my song, Bury You With Satan. I don't know who played it for him. Somebody played it for him. Maybe Isaac, from Lord Isaac from Starhead, which is like this legendary hardcore group. There's a whole scene of kids that are into hardcore, the New York hardcore, crew called DMS. They pretty much beat the shit out of everybody in the scene. At one point, you know, they're just the most rugged studs in hardcore. And, you know, those are my people. And, he's actually the leader of the whole clique. And, I think he played Trevor Perez my shit. Because he's a big fan. That's how I got down with that guy. And, you know, I ended up hooking up with Trevor to get him on the album. And, you know, Trevor was mad cool. I mean, it's a real humble cat. Cat straight out of Arizona with a beard. You know, looks like a corpse, a walking corpse. You know what I'm saying? Totally cool. Shows mad love to hip-hop. You know, you don't give a fuck. a lot of metal people are very close-minded towards hip-hop.
Right.
And he told me, he's like, anybody says anything, I'll kick them in their face. He told me that. Well, you know, so I mean, you know, you can imagine the kind of cat I'm dealing with. Straight-up, stand-up dude. Yo, it's fucking, Yep, I'm here.
All right. It's like cut out. All right, dude, I'll just get to the next question then. Do you have a
What's
life motto?
What's the next
motto?
Question?
Do you have a life motto or a slogan, and if so, do you want to share it?
A life motto?
Yeah.
I don't know, be yourself, man. I'm always myself, man. I don't try to play don't.
The line starting right here.
Yeah? Make sure that guy ain't bugging, man.
Alright.
Yeah? That sounds like nonsense, man. That sounds like some nonsense. But yeah, the life motto is to be yourself, man. You know, a lot of people hate me and shit for that. Because I'm just me, you know what I mean? Girls, they be bugging out, I tell them straight up. I'm a very candid person. I'm very candid. I say what I feel because I like to cut through bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I don't like wasting fucking time.
Hear that.
I don't like wasting time, man. You know, it's too much time wasted already, you know? That's why I dropped so many albums so fast just to be like, I finally got a chance. I'm going to make up for lost time. Every time I get a chance to get more money, to blow shit up or whatever, I'm going to make up for that lost time that I didn't have by putting in something productive. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, it seems like the type of shit that I'm doing, not too much people support it, like as far as the people in the high places. It seems like there's always this like, oh, you're too fucked up, you're too this, too that. And it's like, I don't know, you know, I really ain't relating, you know, I'm too this, you know what I'm saying? But then like, you know, Marilyn Manson could blow up, or Eminem could blow up, or this guy could blow up, and that blows up. But then it's like, oh, but you're too fucked up. It's like, I'm the most on earth fucked up ever? Okay, if that's the case, then it's like, you know what I'm saying? And that's even more to deal with then. And it's like, okay, I got to come to terms with that. You're trying to say I'm the worst ever? So that means I got to come up with some real good marketing plans and get my shit popping. I ain't trying to like die like G.G. Allin in a pile of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sit in big houses like Bow Wow sits in big houses. But I ain't fucking rapping like him. You know? Why should that little piece of shit fucking sit in fucking... Gold, gold, full of balls. You know what I'm saying? Why should he be on full of balls made of gold? I should, if anything. I'm taking more of a risk. I'm doing more of a risk out here.
Right.
He ain't doing nothing. He's just getting pimped.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? I'm risking my life like Flint.
Like
Larry Flint, I'm risking my fucking life out here.
All right, I do have some fan questions. All those questions are radio questions that we had lined up, but...
it's very hard to talk, you know, it's like people ask me, are you ever going to collaborate with ICP? I mean, yeah, I never met Violent J. I met Violent J, and he was in my face, and we were looking at each other in the eyeballs, and he's like, yo, I'm feeling you, and I'm like, oh, no doubt, it's respect. All right, let's do something. But to talk about it is hearsay, you know what I mean? It's not gangster to me to talk about shit when you don't meet people. Anybody I ever worked with, I was either a fan of theirs already for years, or I met them. You know what I mean? I met them in person, and we kicked it, and it was boom. So, you know, the kids need to understand that. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not a little kid. So it's not like some, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the shit I grew up on isn't psychopathic shit. You know what I mean? I'm my own entity. But I definitely respect it. You know, I never ever said a disrespectful thing because, you know, I think it's very admirable the way that, you know, Violent J and Shaggy have built their own thing up, you know, with their own fan base and a radio fronted and all that. You know, I go through the same similar shit. But, I mean, you know, I'm trying to do my own thing regardless anyway. You know what I mean? I don't want to ever be looked at as someone else's entity or like anyone else. But, you know, as far as being cool with people, I'm cool with a whole bunch of different people. You know, a lot of people have gone through the same shit. You know, same shit ICP went through, Avery goes through. You know, in a way. You know, I mean, building up their own fan base. And I ended up meeting them and clicking with them. Avery just did the same thing in the metal world. You know what I mean? They're like the biggest hardcore band, and they did it like that. And, I mean, how did I get down with them? Sean Martin from Avery was wearing a Necro shirt and Metal Hammer. You know, so I was super honored. It was just like, it wasn't even an issue at that point. Like, you're giving me love like that, I got love for you. Anybody who shows love gets it. I'm like a very simple person. You show me love, I'm going to give you love. If you give me back fucking anger or aggression, I'm going to fuck you up. Meaning, and I don't say that to be tough. I'm just saying, like, there's no other options.
Right.
If you disrespect me, I don't have any other options except drama. So it's like, you know, it's pretty much set in stone. I'm like a robot that ain't changing. I'm a programmed robot. Programmed by Satan and God. But I'm a last of a dying breed, though. You know what I mean? You don't want a robot that's too programmable. You know what I'm saying? Because then it could be programmed to do anything. And, you know, I was programmed, you know what I'm saying, by God and Satan before the programmable joints came out that were too easy to fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now it seems like anybody's programmable. It seems like every human, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's no integrity no more amongst anybody.
I mean,
well, I don't see too much integrity, you know, amongst a lot of people.
I mean, and you had mentioned that about people wanting to be basically cookie cutters and all sounding the same. So, again, that's the state of mind, isn't it? I mean, that's definitely reflected in your music. I know your fans see that, obviously.
What did you say?
I said I know your fans see that, obviously, so.
Yeah, they know his deal. You know, look, if a fan's a real fan, he definitely knows his deal. And then if a kid is a halfway fan, he knows his deal. But, you know, people got to find out. Sometimes people don't know. I mean, if everybody knew already, you know, I'd be bigger than I am now. You know, since a lot of people don't know yet. And, you know, they'll find out, and that's it. And you know, and they'll either get with it or they won't. You know what I'm saying? But I know that there's at least a million, you know, people in the world that fit the, you know what I'm saying, that fit the mentality that could get with something I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Everybody's wondering when they're going to come to, like, the UK, Providence, Rhode Island. I mean, like, they're asking
I'm setting up a world tour right now. I'm setting up a world tour. I've been negotiating with all the fucking dudes. The reason I never toured before was because a lot of the Asians were fronters. They kept fronting on me. When I dropped any drugs, 40 days, I couldn't get nobody to book it. I didn't know how to book shows at that point. As it is, I was doing enough running my own label. I couldn't take on the whole booking shit. And people kept flaking on me, people who were supposed to be doing the right thing. I ended up getting fucked. What happened was, it got to a point where I was like, fuck this. Let me just drop records, because motherfuckers ain't really letting me tour. I was supposed to go on tour, you know, with Twisted 2-3 times, I fucking said I would go. And they said they wasn't going to pay me. I've been jerked over by a couple of people who said they were going to do shit, and the last minute I get told no. So I was just like, fuck all this thing, you know, fuck touring, I'm just going to drop records. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop 10 in 12 months and just hit the fans off like heroin.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And, you know,
yeah,
it's kind of like the way it is now. The it's kind of led to where it is now, where it's kind of like, okay, now everybody wants to book me. Now I've already spoken to every promoter in every country, in every fucking state, and they're willing to pay me top dollar. And now it's like just touring is a fucking entity itself. You know what I'm saying? So for 2006, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do like 200 days. I'm trying to do like 200 on some Metallica shit. I would do 300 if I could. You know what I'm saying? But I'm setting up a new shop and then doing new things. You know?
Damn.
I mean, basically, you know, yes, I'm going to make up for lost time and all that. You know what I'm saying? People will get to see the shows. And what's good is that there's a high demand right now. You understand? There's a very high fucking demand.
Right. All right. Let's see. Lots of people have questions about your, like, merchandise. Some people are asking when the Necro psychological hoodies are going to be back in stock. And,
I'm working on that, too. It's going to be a 2000 thing to have all the merch available, especially on every tour. There's going to be the merch. It's going to be popping. People got to understand, you know what I'm saying? I never had really a big, huge team. You know what I'm saying? It's been getting there.
Right.
But, you know, it hasn't been, you know what I mean? People see a lot of shit happen, and they should understand it's done with very few people. Maybe 3-4 people on the whole team. Retail sales dude, shipping sales guy, and me and my team. There ain't no fucking big major label. There ain't no 30 people working. You know what I'm saying? It didn't get to that level yet.
Right.
2006, it will. That's going to be the next change where it steps up. You know what I'm saying? So people will get all the shit that they've been waiting for.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know kids want hoodies. I know they want all that shit.
Yeah,
they're going to get all that. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. A lot of things are going to come that they never saw before. You know?
Yeah.
I always come with some next level shit. Meaning like, you know, I don't repeat shit. You know, people always say, oh, violence is repeated. Well, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everything's redundant then. You know what I mean? Every thug record Mobb Deep drops is redundant. Everything 50 does is redundant. Everybody, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's styles. You can come with to keep shit fresh and come original and always deliver something new in some way and put that effort in. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. That's what people like psychological, because they know that, you know what I'm saying? They're not just getting a fucking CD that's just thrown together on some bullshit by some wannabe kid who's trying to get fame. That shit is played out already, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to drop nothing if it ain't going to be next level. You won't even fucking hear it. Why bother? People got to understand, this shit's being done under really fucking, you know, low circumstances. You know what I mean? Not your most expensive studios, not a lot of time, not big budgets. You know what I'm saying? Imagine when shit's going to get crazy. People think, oh, when you finally get big, it's going to be worse. You know, like shit changes. I don't know. I don't see shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
They do, because they don't give a fuck. Half these kids don't buy nothing anyway. Let's keep it real right now. Half the kids listening right now don't buy nothing anyway. They download everything anyway. So, I mean, you know, you're breaking your back, dropping jewels, you know, and so, you know, shit's going to have to get big.
Right. Wait. You want me to get to the next question?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. A couple different people, Mandy Garrison, Sam 2005, just a couple different people, they want to know, are you single or are you married? People are all asking.
Oh, okay, I'm single right now. All right, go ahead. I'm single right now. I wasn't recently, up until fucking shit, like fucking 2 months ago. I was with this metal chick, this redheaded
metal
chick.
There you go, people.
I met this chick at a Hatebreed show. Backstage at a Hatebreed show, metal chick, really hot, super Pantera fan, you know, and fucking, I was with her away for like a year, and she ain't really supportive of what I'm doing. She's too into coke, and she strips now.
Damn.
I kind of basically deaded her, basically, she got dumped. I mean, but like, it wasn't on some bullshit, like some one-night stand shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have feelings for this girl, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you ain't going to support the goals, you know what I'm saying, and what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying?
And lyrically, did she support what you say in your lyrics and shit like that, or?
Nah, it's not even about that. I mean, your lyrics, that's just entertainment. I'm talking about my goals.
I'm blowing
up my label. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to blow up a record label. You know what I mean? So it's like, this shit is very serious. You know, it's like Sony. I'm running a company, so, like, you know, a woman can either help you or fuck it up.
Right.
This girl was not helping. She was fucking the situation up, so I had to set up. But you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean I wouldn't fuck with just one girl, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could happen, you know what I mean? It's like I said, I was a year with this girl. I don't give a fuck with people here anyway. Matter of fact, just to make it clear, I told the girl when I first got with her that I'm not monogamous and I won't be. That's another thing that kind of fucked her head up too. She agreed to it at first, and then when she started falling in love, she realized that, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
This dude's going to go on tour, and it's going to be all early out there, you know? She knew. She was aware, you know what I'm saying? She saw the emails coming in with girls and pictures and whatever. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, that's just the way it's going to go, you know? You know, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, I'm a man. I'm like Gene Simmons from Kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He's a... What
when it comes down, you know, if anybody knows about Gene Simmons, you know what I'm talking about.
He's a player.
You need to go cop his book. Yeah.
All right. Somebody wants to know, he says, his name is Demo. He says, hey, Necro, loving your shit. My question is, how did you get that scar on your face? And please don't say eating pussy. That's what he says.
When I was younger, I got into an accident and I got into a hit and run. And fucking when I was on a tricycle, the fucking car smashed me.
I was
3 years old on a tricycle. Hit and run, a 3 year old left me for dead.
Oh my god.
Well, maybe I was 6. Definitely very young on some big wheel shit.
Damn,
that's
you
what
for
I remember
real?
Where it came from. That's where that skull came from.
Man, that's the only
thing
that
happened. Yeah. What's the next question?
All right, let's see. Just another question about Scotland when you're coming there, but you already answered that with the World Tour. Somebody says, his name is Glassman, he says he heard when you retire from rapping, you're planning to go into space, and he wants to know if that's true.
I don't know if I ever said that in an interview before, if that's where he's getting it from. I might have said some shit like that. I don't know, I mean... I would be kind of ill, though. I mean, I do got a sci-fi side to myself. I definitely got a sci-fi side to myself. But, you know, I mean, I ain't really ready for it yet because I don't really feel like I conquered Earth yet, really. You know, but, I mean, I think most people that become billionaires and they make money, they start, you know, getting to the point where they want to put it out of space and shit and see some next level shit. I mean, I ain't going to say I wouldn't. I think it's very lonely out there. Some reason, it's too much out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kind of like, you ain't really got much to fucking do. So, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, if I'm really sweating that at the moment. Maybe we hear that.
I don't know where that came from. I'll be like, what the fuck? I'll ask
it. Nah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're all human beings. You know what I'm saying? So I don't perpetrate. I'm not like this fucking killer that runs around with shovels, you know what I'm saying, and says I'm bananas. You know what I'm saying? I'm like an average street thug, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also a businessman. I rhyme. I'm a friend to people, you know what I'm saying? And whatever. When I do what I do, you know what I'm saying? It's brutal. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking, I don't know what people think. Like, you can't ask me a question about out of space, and we got a problem there. I mean, shit, how the fuck am I going to be a billionaire and I can't talk about out of space? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, Emmanuel from Queens, New York, he says he hears Necro's father came from Israel. Are you Jewish and do you speak Hebrew?
I am Jewish. My father did come from Israel. He was in the Israeli army. And I don't speak Hebrew because they never taught me it in the crib. They never taught me that shit. I wish I did because... Fucking people used to throw that shit in front of me and shit and try to get over. I didn't know it. Coming up, like people my father worked with or whatever. I know what the fuck they were talking about. So I'd be like, what the fuck did you say?
Right.
Always calling people out, like, what? You fucking say something in your breath? You know, because I didn't know Hebrew and shit. They usually, when they talk Hebrew in front of you, they're talking some shit. So, you know. But, yeah. I definitely am a Jewish. to from Brooklyn and proud.
All right, let's see what we got.
I ain't your average cat.
Right.
I ain't your average cat.
Let's see, this berm dude, he wants to say, he wants to know if he can take any chick.
What did you say?
I said this dude, his name's Berm. He says if you could pick any chick to rail, who would it be and why?
If I could pick any chick, who would it be?
Yeah. And he says also, what do your daily habits consist of?
I don't know, man. With chicks right now, who am I feeling right now? Who's banging out right now? Who's a banging chick hard right now? I mean... Angelina Jolie's a little skinny, though. Something about weird about her, like. Something about... Albert's cool, but she's small. Who's what? You know who? I'm probably going to mention girls that these dudes won't even know. Girls that you would see in, like, King Magazine. You know who's evil? This girl, this model named Azarea. She's fucking satanic. Pure fucking Satan. Sure, if kids ever pick up King Magazine or XXL, like, fucking, you know, Smooth Girls or Candy Girls or whatever, like the little sections that they show, like hot girls.
Right.
So Azarea is like on some like Spanish mix with some shit, totally evil. And then like I like those girls, like the video chicks that you see out. I like them better than the actresses.
Right.
I mean, I don't know mentally if they're capable to be fucking to hold a conversation. But if we're talking about who I want to get off with off of looks, initial look, those chicks.
Oh. Because
they're very evil, very endowed, and very evil. And then you got like all fresh faces. Any fresh European porn face, you know, any fresh white slave off the bus will do.
European porn slave.
European white slaves will do.
Nice. Let's see. It was a multifaceted question. The second part of his question was, "What are your daily habits?"
My daily habits?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, everything. Writing rhymes, making beats, collecting money, communicating with people on my team. Anything. It could be anything. A daily habit? I mean, my daily habit is business. Business hip-hop. 24/7.
Right.
My habits are hip-hop. Everything pertaining to Psychological Records. You know what I'm saying? From fucking, you know, it's all the business. I don't want to get too deep into it yet, you know what I'm saying? Leave a little something for people to make a TV show about or some shit. In 5-6 years, when they pay me millions, you know.
That's cool. All right, let's see. Underground 594 wants to say, he wants to know what you think of the West Coast.
What do I think of the West Coast?
Yeah.
I got love for the West Coast. All coasts. A coast doesn't judge who's real. You know what I'm saying? So... West Coast is awesome. I'm saying I got nothing. You know, I love the West Coast. I mean, I never really been out there, but I mean, I get a lot of love from the West Coast. And even if I didn't personally get love from the West Coast, I mean, who doesn't love Cali? You know what I mean? I mean, who hasn't always heard about Cali since you're a little kid? You know, if you're not from there, you know. I mean, the same way I guess people hear about New York, you hear about Cali your whole life. You know, so I mean, you know, I never been out there, so you know, but I mean, from a hip hop perspective. I mean, come on, you know? West Coast, right. You know, they do their thing.
You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, sometimes I think that your phone's cutting out.
Nah, because, you know, I'm on this fucking line right now waiting to get into this flick, so
right.
I want to make sure
good.
I'm on
the... Yeah, and I appreciate it, you know, that even though you're busy or whatever and you had plans, that you still manage...
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of things like this. I combine, I multitask.
That's
you know,
good.
People just don't know it.
Yeah, you know, I know all about some multitasking. But okay, let's see. Another question I have for you. Your video, I Need Drugs, was performed in a crack house with your uncle smoking crack. How did that come about?
I mean, you know, I had made the song, you know, and the song was kind of like made from just like, I had the record somehow because I needed all different kind of records for something. I asked DJ Riz to give me a bunch of joints, and that was just something that he threw in. I remember popping it on, and it was spontaneous, but I heard it, and I was like, let me just flip this track. So the track was made, it was made from a parody humorous point of view, but it was a track made, and it was like a hip-hop thing, and hip-hop, you don't analyze, you just do something creative, but, you know, and you know, it was a pretty serious track, as far as what I was rapping about, and then, you know, whatever, so I made the song, and Uncle Howie was like, yo, if you want to film the real shit, I'll show you what I Need Drugs is about. Come to the Crack Hotel tonight. I said, really? What do you mean? So you're going to fucking do some, I can film you? He's like, yeah, come now. He had his boy Mordecai there, on crack, fucking crack, religious Jew with a beard and yarmulke on his head. And you know, and Howie was just like, buy me like four 40 piece. We went and copped him a 40 piece.
Oh, man.
You know, and then boom.
He was all about it like that, you know?
He was about it, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He was with it. And then fucking we went there and we filmed it. And Mr. Hyde did a lot of the filming. And you know, and it stunk like hell in there, like a fucking crack hotel, man. It was like fucking like roaches everywhere, man. It was a nightmare. The stench
man,
was vile.
Can't even imagine. Real.
Yeah, you really can't imagine. You really want to get an idea? Go to a McDonald's somewhere around your area when it's like 100 degrees outside. You know what I'm saying? And go into the bathroom. Walk into a random bathroom. And you get an idea of 1/10% of what it smelled like in this new house.
A tenth of it?
Yeah, you get 1/10.
That's funny, though. Man, I don't know. How do you get stand it?
Huh?
How could you stand being in there?
I mean, you do things for art, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I knew what I was filming was monumental. Nobody ever
right.
seen that shit before. I mean,
right.
I don't think anybody really filmed anybody shooting up, but, the way I had it was for the video, I just rocked with it. It was funny. If you see the video, I'm laughing most of it. I couldn't stop from laughing. I mean, you understand, I was trying to stop myself from laughing so I didn't insult them so that they wouldn't stop. I
right.
wanted to get the full amount of takes so I could get a good video. Do you know what I'm saying? So like a lot of the time I'm trying to control myself, and it just got out of hand. Howie started freaking out, talking about he's going to get his arm cut off, and he's going to have a heart attack, and I'm fucking up his eye, and just creeping out, looking on the floor, pieces of crack.
Had you ever seen him do that before?
Yeah, Howie's been a fuck-up for years. Howie would sleep on the couch and burn holes through the couches. Every piece of linen we have in the house has holes in it. You know what I'm saying? Howie's literally a room. Everywhere Howie would be covered with seeds, pot seeds, where he would take pot and break it up and shit. And, like, back then, he would take all the seeds out. I don't know if he would get them for cheap or if it was, I remember just always, Howie got rid of the seeds. There'd be pot seeds everywhere. Everywhere he went.
All right, let's see.
Look at the little pawn. See the little pawn? How could you do a pawn in like, three feet tall? Look like you're 11, and yet you're porn. I don't know, some of these girls are taking steroids at 11.
What? All right, let's see. What do we got? All right. Musically, have you always been known as Necro?
Well, it was Necrophiliac, and I shortened it. People kept, you know, the whole dead body shit, and I was just like, fuck that. That shit ain't really me. So I just vetted it and kept it to death, and death is like the, prefix for death, and, you know, it's like, it represents more shit. Necrophiliac is just one thing, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was, you know, whatever. It was really a death metal thing. You know what I mean? I think it was like that was the name of like a Slayer song. And I was just like, boom, Necrophiliac, brutal. The brutalest hip-hop that possibly could be. Necrophiliac. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's original.
That's a porn alias. You know, first it was the sexpert, like expert and sexpert,
right.
And then I flipped to the sexist.
Let's see, okay. Well, definitely you should plug your website and your record company website, records.com,
no doubt. Everybody should go to necrohiphop.com daily. I mean, you should rob your mother's pocketbook any chance you can get. Take as much money, you know, but make sure it's cash. Make sure it's cash. Rob cash, and you know, and then go send in money orders, and go get yourself a PayPal account.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And go to necrohiphop.com. My website, it's like one of the, I get probably the most traffic in underground hip-hop. If you actually go on alexa.com, I'm ranked like 85,000. Actually, I'm in the top 100,000, and like not too many sites get more traffic than me.
Right.
You guys are ranked like 3 million.
You need to register on that, though, for real.
What?
Your message board on there is popping, for real.
Yeah, the message board is always popping, you know what I'm saying? It's, sometimes it gets a little too popping. Too many fucking brand new jacks coming in and ruining shit. You know, but it is what it is. To me, it's promotional. You know what I mean? It's a promo tool to get the word out, and, you know, we keep it moving. And at the end of the day, it's about dropping hot shit, but it's also about making some a living off of it, and you know, and maintaining respect as a crew amongst everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and most people do got respect. So, and I'm sure when I meet certain people in person, you know, then I'll find out who has respect in person.
Right.
And whoever doesn't will get their head fucking smashed in. They'll end up going to the fucking ER with their head open wide. And that'll be that.
You'll be talking all business, and then you'll all of a sudden be like, and then I'll smash their head in.
Oh, we're very schizophrenic right here. 1 minute we'll be smiling at you, the next minute you're getting hit. That's how it is in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, it's very funny. One guy will be looking at you, smiling. Next thing you know, you're being swung on. So it's really, you know, you know, just basically you be respectful, and you'll get respect. You come out of your face, you're going to be fucking taught a lesson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Very simple, man. Simple father shit, man. Very simple father-son shit. You know, you respect your fucking elders, or you get beaten with a belt. And that's that.
People get beat with self-shame.
And that's that. You know? It's like at the end of fucking Goodfellas. There's nothing you could do.
They don't know about beating with some belt, so younger kids. They don't do that anymore.
I don't know. What's the point of doing that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Do you want to know if you'll do a freestyle?
What is that?
A dude wants to know if you'll do a freestyle.
Really? I can't even hear shit. To do a freestyle would be ridiculous right now. I normally always do them, but on the phones, I usually opt not to. And if you heard the amount of noise that's going on right now, it would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear the background.
There's no way for me to really properly do it right now. And, like, it wouldn't be cool.
Right. It's all good.
Too many people in my grill also, you know? But, I mean, you know, maybe another time or some shit. Maybe when I'm in your town, I'll come up to the station or some shit and do it on the spot, but in the movie theater, it ain't happening.
Are you just standing there in line getting tickets?
I can barely hear you right now.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. Well, basically, I mean, that pretty much sums up all the questions. A lot of questions.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
This is the line, you sure? All right, go ahead.
All right. I was just saying, you know, basically that sums up all the questions. A lot of them were repeated questions. So, like, basically combined them and shit. So, I mean, if there's anything that you want to go in depth about or talk about, then you can go ahead and do that. But other than that.
Just, you know, I'm just telling everybody cop the record, Sexist Album, cop the Circle of Tyrants, and cop Secret Society. Get all three of those joints. You know, and don't download them.
Right.
If you download them, you're a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, and somebody actually had asked that about what your views were on downloading your music.
What's my views on it? I don't really do it that much, keep it real with you. I make money, I buy shit, you know what I mean? But, I mean, these kids maybe don't have money, they're young. I suggest they go out and hustle, learn how to make money, make themselves about like a couple hundred a week, and spend most of it on my merchandise. That's my suggestion. I mean, if you really want to know what I think, but, I mean, I'm not really into the whole, okay, be a little poor little clown in your house. Go get a paper route.
Right.
All the kids listening now, go do the paper route. And funnel that money into my label. We could use it, you know what I'm saying? I got to put Mr. Hyde up in a condo. Anyway, they know what's going on, these little fucks. They know what's going on. Keep downloading, we'll come to a fucking show. Spend 25 on the show and download everything else.
Right.
You're gonna fucking do it anyway.
I mean, everybody
else. These kids don't care about our work. They don't give a shit about our work.
Well, you know, once they get older and they realize, you know, the value of a dollar, that they'll
maybe stop. Yeah, look, you know, look, this is part of the world. So, you know, honestly, I'm not hating on it. I make jokes, I make comments, but really, fuck it. You know what I mean? If you're gonna download it all, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nothing like little trams. What, the same ones? Yeah. What are they, 11? Pedophilia. This guy always has his eye open. Michael Jackson style. This guy always got his Jackson eye open.
Jackson eye? Nice.
This guy looks out for the youth of America. Well, and they say Wu-Tang's for the kids, so it's Mr. Hyde. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. So, we're in the lot out over here.
I'm laughing about the Jackson icon, man. That's the shit.
You know, I actually have people that are mad at me for that Michael Jackson Billie Jean 2005 track I made. People actually get pissed. I find that very funny.
Like, your fans, man?
Nah, not the fans, but I'm saying other people.
Oh.
Humorous.
Everybody knows what's going down.
Huh?
Fuck them. Everybody, you know, everybody.
Oh, they got it. I mean, they could all choke on their own blood. Nobody cares. I laugh. I don't pay attention to it.
And, but yeah, I mean.
So we're gonna be signing off right now because
this
phone's gonna die pretty soon. I've literally been keeping the phone on for who knows how long.
Right, over an hour. So I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Had the radio appreciate that. I appreciate it that you were able to, you know, organize the time to be able to do it with me.
Nah, it's all love, as long as, you know what I'm saying, as long as everything's respectful, it's all flavor. Shout out to the fans, everybody who's listening, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah. Can you,
all good.
Can you say your name and that you're listening to Hatchet Radio? We have everybody do it.
All right. This is Necro, and you're listening to Hatchet Radio. Go fucking kill yourself, you fucking faggots. How's that?
Nice. All right, motherfuckers, that was Necro, and you can sign off there.
Hold on, you want one from the side? Let me give you one from the side. Get a shout-out from the side,
all right?
All right. He's going to do a Hatchet Radio shout-out, too. Hold
all
on.
Right.
Say
all
this
right.
is Mr. Hyde, you're listening to Hatchet Radio. Hold on.
All
right. Yo, what up? Mr. Hyde, it's a Hatchet Radio. Representing my favorite fucking weapon, a hatchet in your face.
All right. That's the shit.
You got that?
Yes, we did. Tell him thank
you
very much. And again, I appreciate it, and all your fans appreciate it. Adventures in Dylan.
It's all love. It's all love. It's all love.
Right. Definitely. I'll hit you up,
right? Make sure you put a link to the website.
Definitely. I'll definitely
put NecroHipHop.com and PsychologicalRecords.com.
Definitely check it out, people. I've been in tonight, since I did your interview, I'm playing Necro all night, so.
That's right. Play them only the rugged songs. And
right.
Yeah, you can put the porn on, too.
All right, all right,
later.
So it was real, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, no doubt. Thank you.
Bye.
Peace.
And basically, I tried to ask any questions that I had that came in. Other than that, you can go ahead. My IM is back on. You can hit me up on AIM at JaNinjaTab. That's VANINJATAB, and let me know what you thought about that. And if you missed part of the interview, just know that any interviews that we do are usually recorded, and we put them on the site available for download. So you will be able to hear this again if you missed it, or if you just want to have it on your hard drive. Anyway, I'm going to get some more Necro, take a little break here, and you guys can just chill, because it's Necro night, motherfuckers.
Take a breath of fresh death, rhyme ravager. I'm a scavenger for midgets. I harass a nice piece of ass to get some digits. More book than a roast motel. And every time I kill somebody, I'ma get rewarded in hell. Shit, I spit on your motherfucking grave. I knew places like Hiroshima quicker than the microwave. Your head got blown, so now you got jet lag, you fag. A stretched out ass is like a plastic bag. I spell words better than quail. I got a bigger dick than the motherfucking she-male. Your head is busted, your ass is crusted. You're looking filthy like a homeless bum I never trusted. So yo, I don't need stretch marks to be fat. I got mess in my blood, so yo, you know that I'm a fucking rat. And yo, I just might snitch. I'll take your ugly bitch, bang that Wu-Tang like Buddy Rich. Used to hit a snare, but now the niggas dead, so fuck em. I'll give you nipples, kid, but keep you better suck them. Cause yo, around the way, I love the trunk of profanity. Around the way, yo, I display the insanity. And at a club, everybody showed up, cause yo, my